Good Monday morning to you. It is 8:40 on this July 20th edition of Palmetto Mornings. And what's the year, Patty?
2020.
The year is 2020. Is
the 20th, 2020.
There you go. 78 degrees, reaching a high in the upper 90s. Factor in the heat index, and it's going to feel like 100. But at a certain point, it just is hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. It doesn't matter what the thermometer says. It's hot and humid. But it's South Carolina in July. What do you expect, right?
I'm fine with
That's it. That's it. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. If you haven't, go ahead and download that free WRHI app. Let me tell you, it's free and it's awesome. You have access to all of our stations right here at the OTS Media Broadcast House.
We are celebrating an anniversary today here on Palmetto Mornings.
A big one.
My Ride Rock Hill, celebrating 1 year this month of July, of full service in the city of Rock Hill. So congratulations.
Woo!
To My Ride Rock Hill. We have Cliff Goolsby. He's the city's transportation manager joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And Cliff, congratulations to you and all of the bus drivers and the city staff for a successful 1 year with My Ride Rock Hill.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for letting me join the show this morning. And it has been a very successful year. And we've been really excited with the turnout that's happened from the service being provided. And one of the biggest things that I thought was an excellent way for us to kind of jump into this is we offered this service free from the very beginning. And so I think that's been a super help for the citizens of Rock Hill.
Well, you've been part of this since the very beginning and the planning and processing and all of that. So to come up with something so effective that is free truly has been a gift for the city.
Yeah, it's been great. And I do want to take a moment to just thank our partners, Winthrop University, Piedmont Medical Center, Family Trust, Federal Credit Union, having problems today.
That's all right. Monday.
But we really want to thank
the right place.
Yeah, we really want to thank them for their contribution and participation in this service.
All right, if folks are not familiar with My Ride Rock Hill, it is the city's free transit system. It runs how many routes throughout the day?
We have four fixed routes.
Okay.
The first one, our first number one route, downtown circulator, pretty much wraps downtown and Winthrop University and is a 30-minute headway. So it basically goes every 30 minutes, you see the bus go by, you stand there again, you'll see it 30 minutes later.
Okay. So you've got that one, downtown loop.
Then the second, the number two, three, and four, Saluda Hospital route, Cherry Road route, and Dave Lyle Boulevard route are all one-hour routes. They're longer, but they've been developed in such a way that they all meet at the hub on the hour.
All right.
People can plan their lives around a schedule, a reliable schedule on the hour, on the half hour. This is really nice.
And folks can catch the My Ride bus system at certain stops, correct? And how do they know where those stops are located? What's the best way?
We have a sign at each location, but one of the best ways I think that's easiest to find these locations is go to our website, myriderockhill.com. We've got a link to an app, which you can download on your phone as well, and it really shows you the live locations of the buses and each individual stop.
Let me ask you this, okay? So a lot of time, energy in planning and making this happen. Now we're 1 year anniversary. Happy birthday to My Ride. What have you learned in the last 12 months, and how has COVID-19 impacted what you've done?
Man, I'm not sure we have enough time for all of this. we've learned a lot of steps that we could have done differently, but we've learned really there's been this gigantic need that we have, and one of the biggest things that I think that's we've taken from it is knowing where to be able to kind of pick out where the stop should be in some ways and try to manage exactly where they would serve the most people. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 definitely threw a curveball into the situation. We had a goal from the beginning to have 4,100 riders per week riding the service, and we were amazed to find out 8 weeks in that we surpassed 4,100 riders per week. So that was an amazing, event. We were all super excited. As we saw each week pass, we saw more people ride, more ridership. We got up to about 6,000 riders per week.
Wow.
Before COVID-19.
And then all the steps now that you have taken because of COVID-19 include what?
A good bit. There's an ample amount of cleaning going on, as you can imagine. We do require our riders to wear masks. We do follow all the CDC, DHEC, and guidance from FTA as well on how to best manage these types of situations. We have limited seating right now, kind of alternating different locations. Seats are actually X'd out. Please don't sit here.
So when it's full, it's full?
It's full, it's full. Okay. But it's a hard thing to handle in some ways. We do require people to get on and off the back door of the bus unless you are you need the accessible ramp that comes from the front door. And so there's a bunch of little things like that we're taking on in everyday operations, basically, to try to make sure it's as safe as possible for everyone.
We're speaking with Cliff Goolsby, the City of Rock Hill's transportation manager. My Ride Rock Hill, which is the free bus transit system here in the City of Rock Hill, again free, celebrating its one-year anniversary this July. So I know you were talking about your expectations, 4,100 riders per week. And within 8 weeks, you surpassed that. How much did you guys surpass that?
We got up to 6,000.
Oh, great.
It was probably... It was right before COVID-19. Okay. Now, the sad thing is as soon as that hit, we saw our graph that we're tracking steadily decline and quickly decline. But it's kind of leveled out and maintained right around 22 riders per week now, mm-hmm. 2,200 riders per week, excuse me. So I think that's fluctuated some, gone up and down, but it's been still productive and useful. One of the big things that we are asking our riders is that they use this service as well as our complimentary paratransit service that goes along with this, My Ride Direct, for essential trips. So, you know, trips like to the grocery store, mm-hmm. trips to the pharmacy, you know, medical trips. We try to, you know, reserve this as best as possible for those important, transportation.
So no joyrides right
now. Again, the answer to this question is probably different before COVID-19, but as you're seeing six thousand, who do you see using it? You know, is it to help the environment? You know, not having to worry about parking. Is it individuals who may not have their own transportation? Students that want to hop on and go, you know, into Old Town. I don't know who. How does it break down in usage?
I don't have great information on exactly what our diverse group has been, but it's been from observations that we've all had, all of us that have been involved, we've seen everyone. I mean, you know, every type of person, every group of person has been somewhat on the bus at some point. I remember one of my first trips was a person I was talking to on the first day of our service, July 1st, 2019. She was trying to just get around because she hadn't been able to in the past. So she had a disability that made it a little challenging to get around, and she rode all day. And
wow.
She was just trying to get to every different place, Walmart, Sam's, the other side of town, mm-hmm. taking a swap on the bus at the hub. You know, it was eye-opening.
And life-changing.
Yeah.
Things we take for granted. Some of us can hop in a car and go from point A to point B. For others right here in our city, it's not as easy. But because of My Ride, you open more doors for opportunities, for volunteer opportunities, for work opportunities. I know partnering with Winthrop, that was a big part of the puzzle, is that a lot of students said they would love to work. They just sometimes don't have the means of transportation, but now they can hop on and work in some of the factors or sectors of the city. That's pretty interesting.
Awesome.
Cliff, what's the future of this transit? More routes, bigger buses? What do you hope will be the future maybe a year from now, maybe 5 years from now?
Well, transit, public transportation is something that grows constantly, mm-hmm. and grows or changes in some way, shape, or form all the time. We have actually been awarded a grant for 3 more buses.
Congratulations.
It's definitely a big event that's happened, and we're working with the same bus manufacturer, Proterra, mm-hmm. to develop those buses at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that we'll get those in, I don't know, a year, 18 months, something
Great.
Along those lines. And at that point, we're looking at maybe an expansion of a route or a adjustment of a route of some sort. But it's one of those one of those things that we have to tackle constantly is what is the next move, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have job security when it comes to transit, that's for sure. And those buses, again, made by Proterra, made here in South Carolina, up in Greenville, if
correct.
I'm not Greenville,
yes.
Spartanburg area. So
awesome.
Even better, it stays right here in the Palmetto State. Well, Cliff, again, congratulations to you and your team in the city of Rock Hill, with My Ride Rock Hill celebrating one full year of ridership and many more great years ahead of us.
Oh,
we
thank
certainly
you very
appreciate
much.
It.
Great job. Thank you.